3, 2, 1. 60 years ago this week, in May 1961, freedom riders rolled into Montgomery, Alabama, in an effort to end racial segregation in a South still fighting the Civil War. And as in every other major social issue from war to peace, reporters were there to chronicle the problem and to show the whole world what racial injustice was really like. Until the news media really got involved in the story, the lynchings, the beatings, and the police dogs were merely small local stories, unconnected with each other. Brutality was seen only in the abstract and in a kind of disembodied body count. 14 students were injured today in what was supposed to be a nonviolent demonstration. But then, day after day on the evening news, the nation and the world saw real people, black and white, being clubbed and attacked. It's illustrative of the impact the reporters were having when we see that they themselves became the targets of police brutality. Get the camera became almost a first strike necessity before proceeding with normal head bashing that was taking place. Police officers were seen removing their badges so they could not be identified on camera. Reporters were seen by officials as part of the problem rather than part of the solution. The Freedom Riders and all the coverage of the Civil Rights Movement vividly showed the importance of a free and responsible press in promoting social justice and welfare. But this, of course, is a two-edged sword. Media that are allowed to cover Freedom Riders are the same media that must be allowed to show human failures of social icons and those we and the media make into temporary heroes. Reporters are supposed to give us the whole story, both the good and the bad. Without that freedom, the gains won by the Freedom Riders are null and void. I'm Larry Burris.